And we're joined now by two members of the Knoxville baseball team, Hayden Hatch and Cade Bellin. Both of them are seniors. And Hayden, I'll start with you. 8-0 as we're sitting here. What do you think? I mean, you can't get off to a better start than 8-0.
No, I think we're off to a great start and a strong start. I think we're working very well as a team so far, and I'm just really hoping that we keep that going this season.
Cade, what about you? It's about as good as you can predict, I guess.
I agree. It's last season with the boys, and I just love to do it and love to be like this.
What are some things that you guys are both seeing? You guys are both seniors, so you see a lot. You're asked to, you know, kind of be the leaders of the team. What are you seeing out of this team that maybe is an improvement from last year?
I see a lot more trust in our team, like in the infield. We can make those throws with, I mean, knowing each one of us are going to do our best that we can to get that win.
My big thing is we're staying big on the fence. We got kids in the dugout staying hype. And last year we just get down on ourselves. This year we've been down, we come back because we're staying hype. That's all that matters.
You got a lot of young guys in the lineup as well. You know, how are you managing them and, you know, maybe their first appearances in varsity and the high school level?
Being seniors, we have a lot of experience with this stuff. And just we kind of give them our perspective on everything and try and give them the best help we can give them with our knowledge.
You know, you got one eighth grader, Lincoln Norris, that's impressed a lot. You know, what, you know, I'm sure you got to coach a little bit, but it seems like that kid's got a lot of ability on him already.
Yeah, the first couple games, Link got in his head just because it's varsity ball, his first year. But we talked to him. He's doing fine. He's one of the best kids on the team right now, hitting great, fielding great, pitching good. He surprised a lot of us.
As you know, we said you're seniors. What is some one thing that Coach DeVore is really wanting you guys to, you know, to help lead this team in, you know, as far as, you know, on field, off the field, during games, what's some areas that he really wants you to center in on?
He really wants us to keep our attitudes up and just have a lot of teamwork and chemistry with that. Yeah, it's been working great so far. I think we just really need to lock in coming these next few weeks with some hard games, and I just think we can do our best to do it.
I agree with Hatch.
All right, nothing more to say there. You know, Hayden, you're a catcher, so you kind of are the quarterback, if you will, of that of the infield and everything. What's that been like? You've been back there, I think, your whole high school career.
I have, yeah, and it's been a great time back there. Having Bo on the mound, having everybody on the mound, it's just so nice to see how everyone works in different ways and, you know, get the job done the way they can do it.
Not going to ask you who your favorite pitchers to work with, but you've been working with some pretty good ones over the years. Bo, Luke, and, you know, of course, Cade has spent some time on the mound. How different is everybody, and do you kind of have to maybe change a little bit, or are you just the same with all of them?
So I just try and work with them the best they can work with me. So we just have kind of a bond, all of us, and we just kind of, you know, talk back and forth throughout the game, see what needs to change, what doesn't need to change, and how we can improve their game.
Cade, what about you? You've seemed to be a little bit better at the plate this year. What kind of things have you done in the offseason to work on that?
Cam Liston, new coach here, I've been hitting on the tee with him, just coming in here before BP to hit, during BP, after practice, I've been hitting on the tee and just trying to stay confident, change up my stance this year, and it seems to be working so far.
As you said, you got a lot of difficult games coming up, a non-conference, plus the conference doesn't look too bad either. What are some goals after it's all said and done, and you're walking off the field for the final time?
Keeping our attitudes up and our heads high. No matter what happens, it stays on the field.
I agree with that. We just got to stay strong together.
All right, guys. Best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you.